I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Like right here, just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children.
Wow.
Wow, guys, as you can hear, Jessie's sickness did not affect her singing voice.
Thank you. And thank God for that.
Thank God. Imagine if you got nodes.
There was some documentary. Yeah, I was watching this food documentary as I was sick, which was quite a choice. And there was a chef who was like, I had laryngitis and now I can't speak anymore. I have to whisper and I communicate through cooking. And I was like, that will not be me.
What?
Yeah, he was like, I mean, I don't know what bout of laryngitis leaves you like.
Oh my God. Do you know that I was in a Zoom meeting the other day and my one computer, I got my face toner opened in my bag and got all over my
computer.
And I was like, oh, it's completely fine. And then I found out that the mic doesn't work, which was annoying, but I had to sit through a Zoom meeting and I couldn't say anything and I wanted to fucking die.
Yeah, it'll hurt you.
Because I was like, I can't say, and then I'd be like putting it in the chat, but it's not saying how I want to say it.
Yeah, exactly. The inflection's off. The inflection is off.
It was a fucking nightmare.
Yeah, when I found out I couldn't talk.
And you can't suck dick.
First of all, I couldn't suck dick, which is upsetting because that's normally how I get better.
antigens.
I need that medicine, you know what I mean? So couldn't do that, couldn't eat. Couldn't eat food.
Couldn't talk, couldn't eat, couldn't sing.
Like, can you imagine?
So, tell me, I haven't heard any of the story.
You haven't heard the spiel.
Taylor Strecker started to tell me, and I was like, no, I'm going to Jesse's literally in 10 minutes.
Yeah. So, okay, yeah. So, on a Friday or Saturday, I don't remember, I started to get a fever. I was like, this is cute. Maybe it's COVID. How of the times am I?
This was on a Saturday
night. Saturday night, the 16th or something. And then the next day I said, oh, this feels like strep throat for me. It feels like it's not a cough. It feels like maybe it's in my throat area. And I had those lymph nodes that were inflamed.
Oh.
Who fucking knew?
That's what it was?
Well, I guess. Yeah. I guess my body was fighting off this thing. And who knows if when I went.
Wait, so did you actually pull a muscle in your neck or was it from that?
So I did pull a muscle also in my neck because I did have physical therapy today. But I guess my lymph nodes were also inflamed because of the sickness on the way.
Yeah, I get when I get sick, the lymph nodes in the back of my head inflame.
How fun is that?
It happened once when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
Really bad, and it stayed for a couple of months.
Yeah.
Ooh. And it would hurt sometimes.
I don't like that.
Like, I would feel like an ache. And now when I get, like, a bad sinus infection, I can feel, like, the ache and, like, the thing. And I remember when I went the first time, she said, like, it's just swollen lymph nodes. Like, it'll happen sometimes when you get sick.
Wow. So that was me. So then, like, on what? So then I went to, like, CityMD on Monday. They were like, we think it's strep because you're negative for COVID. This doesn't sound like COVID. We think it's strep. Here's strep antibiotics. So then I start taking this antibiotics, and then it's like, that's when shit really hits the fan.
Oh my God.
Because my mouth, I woke up one morning, there were like rocks on, it was like someone glued rocks on my tongue, and my whole mouth was puffy and my lips started having like blisters on it. I said, oh, I'm having an allergic reaction, clearly to the medicine, because what's happening, right?
And your tongue felt like big?
It felt like rocks were on it.
Oh my God.
Rocks.
Like hard?
Yeah, like rocks were glued to it. And when you touch it, it was like, ow.
Holy shit.
I've never in my life.
Yeah, that sounds fucking terrifying.
So I'm like, uh-oh. I like call. They're like, okay, they switched me to another antibiotic. I wake up the next day. I'm like, things aren't better. Things are worse. So I go in and I'm like, hi. Like my mouth, all the like puffiness had broken and I had like maybe 10,000 cold sores in my mouth. Maybe 10,000. Okay. Like every inch of my mouth is covered in cold sores. So like, I couldn't brush my teeth because if I touched a tooth, it was like blood. Like, I can't explain to you.
Oh, my God.
So I was like, my mouth is on fire. Like, I can't eat. I can't drink water even. Like, what do I do? And then the guy was like, okay, we know what it is. It's hand, foot, and mouth disease, Coxsackie virus. He was like, the good news is we know what it is. The bad news is there's no antibiotic, and you just have to wait 7 to 10 days. At that point, I thought I was on day 4. That was like day 1. That was fucking day fucking 1. And I thought that was the worst of it.
Oh my God,
that was the
Jessie.
Start of it, Chris.
Oh my God.
So from there, like I literally have some pictures where I look like I'm dead. Like my tongue became gray. I literally could not drink water. I was like, I'm going to starve out. It's funny how when you're like food is really important to you and like you miss a few meals, I'm like, what's starvation? How long do I have? Like I was so.
Yeah, were you like feeling starving?
Well, actually, my stomach shut off because I think my body knew we have too many fish to fry.
There's a lot happening.
So
here.
I wasn't hungry, but I did keep feeling like it can't be good that
yeah,
I'm not eating.
I'm surprised
eating.
That they
didn't
I guess
give me
the
anything.
Hospitals are so terrible right now.
Yeah. Or they didn't tell me anything like famously, you know, how to treat it. Like I found out later because I thought I couldn't stand in the shower. I had to take baths. Like I literally was so weak. I couldn't sleep because if I wasn't taking pain meds, I'd wake up like in just agony.
Mm.
So, you know, at that point, luckily my friends like figured out to drink like Ensure, like the milkshake drink that you give like people who, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I was drinking Pedialyte because what I never knew is that water is actually like acidic.
Really?
I guess if you have like, because I could drink Pedialyte, I couldn't drink water.
It like stung?
Stung.
Oh.
So then it's like, okay, I'm like nursing back with like, and I go through the most hell ever. I find out one of my friends had it. So she gives me like this sort of, it's called like the magic mouthwash, which killed, by the way, but then it would like coat it so it'd feel better, and I started doing cold sore mouthwash. So I started doing that. I have that routine, but I'm in the most pain ever, Chris. I can't talk. I want to die.
Did it hurt your like hands and feet?
No, my feet are totally fine. My hands, I had like 2 bumps and like no big deal. It was all in my mouth. For me it was mouth disease.
That is just so awful.
Wild, Chris. Wild.
I mean, terrible.
Terrible and wild. And you know, here I am, Miss Independent, feeling great, and nothing will humble you like a sickness.
Yeah.
Nothing will make you go, there is no one coming, and I will die here alone. You know?
I bet.
It really just makes you think, because you know, Winnie was even a little judgmental, which is sad to say, but she wasn't my number one. She sort of could smell that I was sick and was like, I'll be in the other room. And I thought,
bitch,
I thought you'd be there for me. Yeah, bitch. I cry for you when you're sick and I don't feel like you feel it when I am. So
must have been a dark scene over here.
It was a dark scene. It was a dark scene over here. I was really sad.
I bet.
I was sad.
Yeah, that sounds fucking terrible.
I wouldn't wish it. I would wish it on one person and one person only.
Me too.
And, yeah. And that's it. But yeah, it was really bad. I lost January.
But listen.
It wasn't that great, I heard.
I'm going to try to be on the bright side.
Yeah.
At least you didn't lose July.
Thank you.
Right?
Yeah.
If you have to lose a month.
What is even happening in January? You know, like, I'm excited. I woke up like Sleeping Beauty in February and I said, you know what? I'm good starting here.
Yeah.
I'm good starting here.
In like a phoenix, she rose.
She fucking rose, you know? And now she's just like getting back on track, figuring out her shit.
Yeah.
Healing fully. And that's all you can do.
At least you look great.
Do I? Can you tell?
Yeah.
I lost a solid 15.
I could tell on your Insta story.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to eat like a ton of nutrients right now because I'm just like scared about how much like stored up nutrients I lost.
Yeah. Like, probably a lot.
I know.
Like 15 pounds worth.
Like it wasn't. I at one point saw myself like walk past a mirror and I was like, we're looking skeletal gross. Like,
yeah.
I mean, not even. I mean, I say but that like, and it's like if you saw me, you're like, that girl has meat on her bones. She's definitely not.
No, but like,
for me, you know, and just like how I knew I was doing, which was bad.
Well, thank God.
Yeah, thank
that
God.
You're alive.
Exactly. And like the first 2 days I could eat, I did eat as much as I humanly could.
Yeah. Well, as well, you fucking should.
It was great.
But now you're doing a fucking sugar cleanse.
I am doing a detox now because I'm back on the program with Liana, and that's how it starts because you have to listen to your body. As well as I was drinking milkshakes for a week or two straight, a
you
lot of sugar.
Them.
So I'm just trying to let everything heal and get like as much vegetables in and not like deter. But yeah, it's a choice.
We're
all making choices.
Listen, it's a good month to do no sugar as well, I guess, February.
February is a great month to do no sugar.
But
March, April, how's your month? What happened? What did you do? Were you alive and just kicking?
I didn't have hand, foot, mouth disease. What did I do? I saw Six the Musical. And Jesse,
oh no,
we're going.
I have to.
You're going to.
I have to.
Absolutely.
Oh God.
Shit your fucking pants.
I've needed that, like a good shit. You know what I mean?
When I tell you, it was one of the best things. Like I loved every second of it.
I'm going.
You're gonna weep. I'm gonna go again with you.
I love to
like
weep.
From the moment that it literally started.
Yeah.
I was like, Jesse would die.
Oh, I have to go.
Because it's like the whole show is a pop concert.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be the six wives of Henry VIII. And it's a like singing competition. And they're like, well, this is how the story is told.
Oh, okay.
And they're like, we're going to put on a singing competition of like, and then we'll vote on who, because there's always been talk around these six women,
okay,
like in history,
okay,
where like they've always talked about who had it the worst because he was a terrible person.
Yeah.
So there was like, who was the most scandalous one of Henry VIII's wives?
Because
they all have like little things they were famous for.
Yeah.
And it's just so beautiful. And the end is like everything just that I want
to die.
I'm like, I'm about to look at Today Ticks right now and we should
go
tonight.
I really want to go.
I even did it because I was like, you know what? For like the best seats, the tickets are relatively expensive. But I was like, I want to see this.
What are we talking? Like, what are we
like
talking?
Like 180.
Here's the thing. Because also I've been learning a lot about self-worth and money. And it's like, you know what I'm going to get out of that? Amazing things. Inspiration. Like, I'm going to soar out of there like a bird that's never flown before.
No, like for sure. And
I'm going, like, we're getting the good seats.
We're getting good seats and we're going to go like soon.
Let's go soon.
Because I'm afraid that
don't say
something
it.
Will happen with COVID or something.
Okay, we're going.
And also the women that are in it are like the original. So like it was on the
original
it
cast.
Was on the West End.
Okay.
In London is how it started. And so it was set to open on Broadway the day before COVID.
That's very tragic.
And so this was like their real opening.
Wow.
And it's just like fucking iconic, and they're so good together.
When are we
and
going?
It's funny. I was laughing.
You were laughing.
I was crying.
Oh my God.
And you know what the real dream?
What?
Hour 25 minutes, no intermission.
That is nice.
It was very nice.
Intermission at Broadway shows. First of all, as a woman, you're about to go to battle in the bathroom. And that no one wants that. No one wants that. Then if you're like, oh, I'd love a little treat. Good luck to you.
Good luck, bitch.
Good luck, bitch. That's another war zone as well as $75. So it's just upsetting because you're like, am I going to pay $15 for Milk Duds? Like, am I that woman? I could be, but I don't want to be her. Yeah. And now you're not allowed to eat, right?
They don't sell. They didn't have any. But like, and it's a show, bitch.
Okay.
Because they also like talk to the, it's unlike anything I've seen.
Oh my God.
Because they'll like, it's like a concert.
Right.
But.
It's a, yeah.
And then I'm like, this is all fucking choreographed. And there's like actually funny fucking jokes. And I looked it up because I'm like, who, and the band, because the band's on stage the whole time is all women. There's no men at all.
Oh God, yes.
And I was like, this is so unlike anything. So I'm reading about the people who wrote it.
Yeah.
And. It's a guy and a girl that like write together.
Okay.
And from London. And we're both born in 1994.
Yeah, that's.
I looked it up.
Disgusting.
And he's just like a flaming homosexual. And they're both queer. And he like writes songs for a lot of like the RuPaul's Drag Race girls in his thing.
Uh-huh.
So it's all like. It's like a drag show. It's like yes. Fierce. And like the outfits.
To die.
Jesse.
I might need one is the problem.
I'm like about to look at tickets right now. What
Let's
are you doing
tonight?
Look
at tickets. We're going to see Six?
It's iconic.
I really want to go.
But when we're done recording, I'm literally going to look.
Okay, love that. And everybody else should look too. I mean, we got to go.
I mean.
It's just about those moments. You know what I mean?
Oh, like from the second it started, I was like, I would do this.
See this.
Again.
Again. Day in, day in, day out. Absolutely. I love that. That's what I'm talking. Actually, because I think my friend Claire also saw Six. I was like, okay, so everyone's going.
Everyone's that I know. Living. Do you know Jake Cornell?
Yes.
I bumped into him there.
Wow.
And he was like, oh, you're going to fucking die. Like, he was there with his friend. Yeah. He was like, I saw it whenever. And then like they were there for his friend's birthday. And he was like, and I knew that like he had to see it.
Wow.
Especially, I'm like, it's just, you're going to die.
I am going to die. And I really need that. I've been, a month of sickness, you lose inspiration. You lose track of like, we're alive and we're thriving, you know?
Yeah.
And those women, they were given really rough times. Rough times.
Oh, and it's like fucked up.
I can't imagine.
But they say it in like a funny way, but like, there's also definitely very,
there's truth in
like
that.
Tender moments.
Yeah, that's nice.
Like I cried a couple of times.
I want to weep.
You'll weep. I know you will weep.
I'm excited to weep. I do really love to weep. What was I crying at? Gilmore Girls I was watching recently and sobbing. Had a good sob from that. And then last night I did watch the Tinder Swindler and that was.
Did you cry at that?
No, but I felt pain. I felt for them. I was almost angry watching it. I kept being like, what in the fucking hell? You know?
Well, I was mad and I was also like I wanted to shake the girls.
But 13
guys,
months
if you haven't
in
watched
prison?
The Tinder Swindler yet.
13 months in prison?
Because I know it's
some
so fucked
shit
up.
Like
but
that.
It's like because he was, and it was only for like charges from Israel. It wasn't. Guys, we're talking about the Tinder Swindler.
It's on Netflix.
Which is a new doc on Netflix that's fucking
like
so good.
Good.
And crazy.
Crazy.
And you can't trust anyone.
You really can't. I've never even. First of all, the idea of someone calling me their girlfriend after a month, I'd be like, wait a sec.
there was a lot of like. But
this
that was also
bombing.
Like, is
That's
he finding
love bombing.
He's finding though, like girls that I felt he knew that would kind of work on.
It'd work on anyone. Love bombing. It works on a lot of people. If someone's like, I'm obsessed
with you. Oh,
it would totally
work on me.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, here's 8 bouquets. I'd be like, this guy's obsessed with me and he should be. And he's flying me to Rome tomorrow for coffee. You know?
Can you imagine?
No. And that's the problem.
Yeah, I would love to.
He love bombs them, and then he asks for money, and you're like, well, he's a billionaire. I've seen it.
I wish.
And then he's not. And then little do you know, all the money he's spending on you, another girl, you'll be spending your money on another girl.
That was the most fucked up part, too. I was like,
yeah,
absolutely not.
No. Sickening. Despicable.
Makes me sick.
I know.
Makes me want to fucking vomit.
It also made me like, I'm like, how, you know, you have to have a lot of time and energy to really, that's the full-time job is the swindle.
Which was his full-time job.
I know. And then I like wanted to know about a security guard, Peter, so badly.
I know.
I was like, who, and this business manager, whatever his name is, the skinny little loser.
Anyone who says loser.
This is my business like manager or partner, I'm like, get him out of here.
Fuck
I don't want to see him. I already don't trust him. I don't like his title. I don't like any of it.
That my brother once said, this is in the similar vein, that any single person who has a social media manager that's like not a company,
yeah,
has a screw loose.
It's true. Shame on them. It can't be right.
No. What do you need that for?
Yeah, it's like who the hell are you? I don't know.
What else has been going on with you?
Well, I'm not going to lie. The sickness was a lot of it. You know, love. It's not like I'm talking. I mean, you know, what's? It's like two guys reached out to me during it, which was all offensive because I was like, I'm dead, you know?
Yeah.
And.
Did you say I'm actually dead?
Yeah. One of them is a nurse. So he like. Was going to drop off medicine, which I was like, maybe I will marry you now. But,
and then he didn't.
Well, no, I told him I didn't want him to. I was sort of like, what is happening? You know?
Yeah.
Like, do I want someone to see me actually on my deathbed? I can't even speak. I was like, if you come, I can't even say hi. It hurts to talk. So I'll wave at you. Like, what am I going to do? You know, it was just a lot of stress and a lot of pressure. And he's like, okay, I can come after work at 11. I'm like, homeboy, I'm passing out at 8 every night. You know,
yeah.
It's a new sleep cycle now. So, you know,
are you still talking to him?
I mean, he's someone that it's like, I hook up with every now and again. You know what I mean?
But this could have been the next.
No, it wouldn't be.
You're
for
not
us.
Into it.
No, it wouldn't be. We're different people, you know, like, yeah. I thought it was really sweet of him, but we're different people, you know,
and you're like, you don't have to.
Yeah. And then the next day I was like, I have this two things like, and he was like, oh, probably don't, we don't need to mix a third on top. I said, you're the nurse, you know, I think you're right.
Yeah.
I'll see you when I can walk again.
And he's like, and then you won't be able to walk again.
Yeah.
Again.
So. Yeah, I mean, I haven't been dating or any of that or talking to anyone, and I haven't done anything, Chris. What have I done? How could I have done anything?
Yeah, that's fair.
But I'm getting back.
You're getting back. You're rising.
I am rising.
I was in Albany for like,
oh my God,
over a week. My nephew is just the fucking
cutest.
I just
eat him up
because he's there all day. Because like my parents watch him, so like he's there the whole day. Because I'm like working from
right.
there. And he's just like so funny. And it's, I think I'm going to adopt a kid. I'm
yeah,
ready.
You are. You're going to be a great dad. Are you kidding?
Someday, I guess.
Yeah, someday. I'm going to be a great mom.
Fuck yeah.
Someday. I'm excited. I was like watching the story of this girl that I like, who I follow. And like she has two kids. And she and her husband took her daughter, whose birthday it was, to Disneyland. And I was like, or Disney World, whatever. And I was like, how beautiful that they were like, we're making you special. It's your day. It's just you with your parents, which maybe as a middle child, I'm like, that was the dream. That was the dream all along. Like, just the two of us. And like, they're making her birthday so special for her. And I was watching just being like, wow, like, they're just as excited.
What was this that you were watching? A movie?
It was an Instagram story, but
I was like,
you could tell the mom was just as excited to celebrate her little girl as like her little girl was that it was her birthday.
Oh.
And it just made me so like emotional and happy for her.
Yeah.
Like I was like, is that the dream?
Is that the dream?
To me? Yeah.
I mean, of course.
As a middle, really, truly being like, we're taking you. It's all about you. I was like, I think that's all I ever wanted. Like, truly, is to not have my birthday be with my brother, a joint birthday party, or like.
Why is your birthday the same?
No, my brother was August and I was September. Like, So it was around, we just always kind of, we got pushed together to have a joint, you know?
See, I like never really do anything for my birthday.
Well, that's going to change.
Because I don't.
Your April.
It stresses me out.
I get that. I get that. April 29th. 27th. 7th. That's what I said.
Lucky 27.
It is lucky 27. Well, we got to do something great. Here's the thing. You just have to ask yourself, because I used to be scared of my birthday. I think until I started really celebrating myself, and now I'm like, I don't give a fuck. And so on my birthday, I just asked myself, what do I love doing? For you, it could be seeing a show.
Well, that's, I'm like, I do things that like I just don't like a party, I guess.
A party can be a lot of pressure. Let me ask you a question. Because sometimes I think about this. I'm like, you're with your like lover one day. He throws you a surprise party. How do you feel?
Not happy.
Okay, that's really important. So then you're not a party person.
She, well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
She hates a surprise.
She, okay.
I do say not no like more. A surprise.
Okay.
Do not
don't
do
you
it.
Dare.
Surprise visits, like,
no,
like, no.
Don't you dare.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I would, do not like a drop in.
No.
Let me be very clear. And yeah. Listen, I know it's like unfriendly or whatever.
I don't think so.
Like, I feel like it's a negative quality that I'm like, please don't just stop by.
I've said that, though. I don't like.
I'm like, I'm a planner.
Yeah. And also, like,
I like to know my schedule for the day.
Yes.
And when there's a wrench in that.
Not for me.
I don't like it.
As someone who is never nude, I want you to think I'm always nude in my apartment. And you have to call for me to put clothes on.
Well,
same. Do you know what I'm saying?
Because I'm like, I feel like I have to, like, turn it on.
Yeah, 100%.
And if I don't know
no, it's
that
not
I
right.
have to be on.
Say no more.
Like, it, the switch
yes.
takes a crank.
I hear you.
It's not just a light switch, okay? You gotta, like,
it's
crank
a crank
it.
On.
So I need, like, some I
time
need to know
to
what's
gun,
happening.
Yeah. What about, like, an intimate dinner? Like, a fun little dinner?
Like, he surprises me with that?
No. Maybe it's like, oh, Chris?
Like, a surprise like that, I like. If it's...
It's an intimate surprise.
Yeah, I like an intimate
surprise.
Surprise.
I hear you.
Like,
I see you.
You know.
Right. Like, 10...
Like, once Maisie, for yeah. my birthday... like I woke, it was my birthday. We worked together at the same restaurant.
Yeah.
And I was supposed to work that night and I was like leaving the house and yeah. then she was like leaving for work with me. And then she was like, go change into something better and smoke this and gives me a joint.
Okay.
And I was like, what are you talking about? And she was like, I got a cover for you at work and I'm taking you for a surprise. And I was like, what? And I didn't believe it. I literally texted the girl that, because I was managing. Like, she yeah. had to, like, talk to
yeah
the whatever. And I texted the girl and I was like, wait, are you actually working?
Yeah.
And she was. And we went and saw Waitress on Broadway.
Yeah.
And that was the show that was supposed to be Sarah Bareilles and she was sick.
That's right. But the understudy was great.
But that's a surprise that I live for.
That's a great surprise.
Like, let's get high and see a Broadway show yeah. surprise. Yes.
And because you had already gotten yourself, you had turned on.
I turned
you
on.
You cranked on to get ready to go yeah. be with people. And so she took that crank and just redirected you.
100%.
And that is a good move.
And she knew.
She knew?
And she had the supplies that I needed.
Yeah, you
medicinally
gotta.
Speaking.
Absolutely.
And she, yeah, there was, it was great.
I love that.
Oh, also I saw Phantom of the Opera on Broadway.
Wow.
Because.
Have you seen it?
I have never seen it.
Wow.
And my friend Lauren yeah. texted and was like, she texted me like Thursday night at like midnight and was like, I forgot that, like, I was gifted tickets to Phantom of the Opera tomorrow. Do you want to come? And I was like, yeah.
Yeah, I do.
For have you seen it?
Yeah.
You like it?
You know, it's a classic.
It's not for me.
It's a classic. I saw Phantom of the Opera, like, back in the day where it was, like, Les Mis or Phantom or,
yeah.
like, not
I mean, it's the longest running Broadway show in history.
Right. And I mean,
I don't know the fuck how.
I listen to like all the music on the way to school a lot. So it's like, I know every song.
I didn't know anything.
Really?
I had never, the literal only part I knew was the Phantom of the Opera is there. That's
inside
all I knew.
Inside your mind. Yeah.
It's so long.
It is a longie. It is a longie. And a part of it, you're like, what is happening?
And it's an opera. There's no speaking, really.
Right, right. That's true. You forget that. There are a few shows like that that you're like...
Hamilton also, no speaking.
Yeah, Hamilton.
Can I tell you something else? I saw Hamilton as well.
Oh, in this last month?
No.
Oh, okay.
A while ago.
Yeah, me too. Oh, not for you.
It's just not...
Wow.
And I mean, I think the hype was just so much.
That much hype is hard. I saw it in the hype a little bit.
I saw it kind of in the hype.
Yeah, and... I hadn't heard any of the music, and I wept almost the whole second half.
Like, I liked it.
Yeah.
I just, it's not, like, my favorite.
Right.
Like, Color Purple, I, like, weeped. Yeah, I was obsessed.
I remember when I saw Wicked, I literally was,
Wicked,
like,
amazing.
Remember before intermission, I was like, someone get me a bucket, I'm about to vomit.
Yeah.
They just lifted her in the air. Like, I remember being like, I'm about to vomit. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe I'd never seen a musical so fun, so current, so, like, you know, I love The Wizard of Oz. Like, it was just everything I ever wanted.
Yeah.
And starring women. Like, I don't know. It was perfect for me. That was the first time I was like, holy cow. Mean Girls, I was very disappointed.
I didn't see that. Hadestown was amazing.
I heard that, and I'm bummed I haven't seen that. Come From Away is fucking great. Have you seen?
I haven't. You told me to see that.
You've gotta see it.
I will.
I promise it's good.
But.
What's another good one I saw? Honestly, Mrs. Doubtfire, I liked a lot. It was fun.
Yeah.
Listen, Matilda, I'll always swing for. Matilda is fucking great.
I live for a fun show.
Me too. I just love a fun show and like a childhood kind of like moment, you know? I mean, Aladdin was fun. I saw that with my sister. Lion King is cool. Lion King's just gorgeous.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, it's you're just like, have you seen? I saw War Horse, which is incredible. It's like three people operate a horse and you're like, that's a fucking horse. Like literally at the beginning, you're like, wow,
what?
There's three people operating this massive horse as a puppet. And then within like 10 minutes, you're like, that's a horse on stage. That's a horse on stage because someone is just operating his face. And then someone's operating the front like legs and someone's operating
the
back.
That's so insane.
And it's magical. Like,
what's the story?
I forget.
What's the horse doing?
It doesn't talk, you know, like it's like actually a horse in it. And then it's like about the horse and the people around him, the horse. But it's like the puppetry. You're just like, I've never in my life seen puppetry like this.
Yeah. I don't know that I'd be that into it.
You don't like puppetry.
It's not that I don't like well, maybe it is.
Okay. Yeah, I hear you on that. Avenue Q?
Never seen.
No, not for you. That's a funny one, I thought. Book of Mormon?
No.
Oh, that's a real fun one.
I'm not very cultured.
Okay. Wait, okay. See, what's interesting is when I saw Waitress for the first time, I was disappointed.
About?
The story.
Well, the story is a little disappointing.
The story was a bummer for me when I go to Broadway to feel like, woohoo.
Like, I think it's a beautiful story.
Yeah.
It makes me cry. But also, it kind of is like pro-cheating.
Right.
Which also to like have like the doctor.
Right.
Is kind of looked at as like this great guy.
Right.
But he's cheating on his wife.
It's not. Yeah. And I saw it with my mom and I remember she was being really like judgmental of the characters, which I just kept being like, I just think it was more. I just wasn't like, it was almost, you know how in Broadway you're taking to a land that doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like maybe next door. You know what I mean? Like I was like, wow, this is like,
yeah,
very much. And some sadness. It was hard for me to feel that escape.
Who was in it?
I don't remember.
When you saw.
Actually, I did follow her on Instagram because I was like, she's fucking great. But I forget her name. I don't think she's like a name. Clearly, I can't remember it.
Yeah, sounds like you were a huge fan of her.
I was like, she's very good. She has a beautiful voice. She's like great, but I wasn't wowed the way I was with other shows. Mm. You know when you go home and you immediately have to get the music?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was six.
See?
I mean, I've been listening to it nonstop since.
Yeah. Honestly, I've been listening to Encanto. Have you seen that?
I haven't seen it yet.
You gotta see it.
I know. Everyone loves it.
It's so good. Someone recommended it to me and I watched it and I said, first of all, I said, what a lot of people don't know is Pixar has the answers for life and we forget that.
Yeah.
They're telling you the secrets to life and we just keep being like, that's a cute movie.
Inside
and
I'm Out,
like,
remember what? That?
Remember Inside Out?
My God.
What are we doing? It's a beautiful story. So is Encanto. It's like a gorgeous story. It's
Moana.
The hair. I'd watch it just for the hair alone. Ugh. I can't get over the hair in the Pixar movie. I'm like,
and the music.
And Lin, I don't know if you like him, but Lin-Manuel Miranda wrote a lot of the music.
Yeah, he's very good at.
He's very talented. That. I'm going to give him that. And the colors are gorgeous. The story is gorgeous. The whole thing. I actually wanted to watch it a bunch of times when I was sick, and I don't have Disney Plus anymore. So,
why?
I got logged out of somebody's. I don't even remember.
I can give you mine, or
okay, perfect.
You can just loosen the purse strings and pop in the $5.99. It's shocking to me the number of people,
yeah,
who like refuse to get streaming services.
I am one of them.
But like, you're not a cheap person,
and it's also tax deductible.
But it's like a certain thing. Like other, I know other people too that just like.
I think it is the principle. It pisses me off. All these services are like, well, now you have to pay for us. Well, oh, that show? And I'm like, what? Where is that show? I'm like, the one I don't pay for. I'm just like, God, I'm frustrated. Why can't we all be in the same place?
You name it.
You've got it.
I've got it.
Wow.
And it's an insane thing that I do, but I don't give a shit because
it's worth it.
I'm like, if I would spend it on a cocktail at a bar,
I know.
I will.
I know. It doesn't make sense.
Discovery Plus, you bet. Paramount Plus, you know it.
Yeah.
I have the Lifetime add-on to my Prime package.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I have the AMC add-on to my Prime package. I'm probably wasting fucking hundreds of dollars a month, but
I don't pay for Netflix.
Tourist.
I don't pay for Hulu.
I know you don't.
I'm on your Prime. I don't pay for HBO. I don't pay for any of them.
HBO, got it.
I you're right. It's a weird block in my head. I think it pisses me off. Even though I know my accountant is like, you could call it research. That's tax deductible. And I still say no.
Listen.
No to you.
You
how many
do...
is too much? You say none. There is no limit. The limit does
There's
not exist.
There's a price that's too much.
What's the price? Like, let me ask, do you have Showtime? Because that's like.
I actually don't. But
okay. Showtime's for people who are like. Fuck you all. You know what I mean?
Well, Netflix is going up too. Netflix is like what is going up to $19.99 a month.
What is it now?
I don't know. I think like 14.
Wow.
I don't even know.
They're going up $5.
But I also have like the one that four screens can watch on because so many people have my password that I literally sometimes it'll come up like too many screens are watching.
God.
You can't. And then in my head, I'm like, okay, I'm just going to change the password and kick everyone out. And I'm like, but then they're not, like, that's upsetting.
That's upsetting.
To whoever's watching it.
Wow, that does happen to, like, I know I'm on my parents and I guess it's like my brother has it too.
Yeah.
So sometimes I've gone on, it said, you can't be here. And I've said, kick someone else off.
Yeah. It also will say, like, where in the country it is.
Damn.
So I'm like, I know that it's my friend in LA who's probably listening. Or whoever the fuck.
Yeah, I don't know. What are things? Okay, so that's something you easily pay for. What's something
else?
What the
fuck is happening upstairs, Jesse?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Chris is pointing out I'm livid. My neighbors upstairs bowl.
Jesse's upstairs neighbors are fucking crazy, and she just pretends it doesn't happen.
Because it pisses me off. I'm moving. Did you know that?
You are?
In November.
But you've done so much.
I know. But I slowly but surely keep feeling like this building is kicking me out, as well as like I've reached a place where like my next building is going to have a doorman. I'm going to have a 2-bedroom where one is an office.
You know that I've been looking. So my current roommate and I live in, a very small apartment in Manhattan, which
I
is
want
great.
You out of there. Your room, I hate for you.
It's
No,
it's all bad, too, because like even. Because her room's in the front of the house, where
by the street.
So like it's so loud.
Oh my god.
Her
gosh.
Room's like so loud and dangerous. We live across the street
scared.
From a hospital. There's bars on the front. So
okay.
But and it's also where all of the dumpsters are for the building. So
no.
It's just so loud.
Oh no.
And then the sounds are constant, and then my room's always 1,000 degrees.
It's haunted.
Oh my god, can I tell you a horror story?
Yeah, I'm scared for you.
Last night my roommate, no. And listen, we've never seen roaches in there before.
Okay, let's all take a moment and just try not to panic.
My roommate screams.
Okay.
Which is not like her.
No, she doesn't scream. She's actually
hyperventilating in the hall.
Okay, great.
And I'm like, oh my god, are you okay? We're high as hell.
Yeah.
But I'm like, are you okay? And she like is like, look at my toothbrush.
No.
And there was a fucking
no
little cockroach on her toothbrush. Her like expensive electric toothbrush. And so I got it and killed it.
Okay.
And then I was like, you can probably just switch the head. Like before I even finished talking, she was like, throw the entire fucking thing in the trash.
Oh my gosh.
She was horrified.
Here's the thing. Because you know I had roaches.
Yeah, the thing is, it's like I've never lived somewhere where there hasn't been at least one that I've seen.
Oh, I got to a place. It almost broke me mentally.
But some people really, I'm like, I would rather see that than a fucking rodent.
Listen.
Mama does not do mice.
I want to be able to call down, okay, and be like, Nathan, I saw a whatever. I need people up here immediately. I want it gone stat.
Yeah.
And I want like 8 people on the job, and I want it done quickly. And I just, you know, that's the thing about old New York buildings or whatever they say. I don't care. And I'm just done with that, you know?
Let me ask you.
Yeah.
Also packages.
Yeah. How nice will that be?
Or a doorman get your packages. Ugh. But so anyway, we live in this apartment. And so my roommate's getting a new job, and she does fine for herself, and I'm trying to like make more. But anyway, I'm like, I want to move into like a fucking nice.
Yes, bitch.
And I was like, the goal.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I was looking in Jersey City because I never.
Yeah.
And because Taylor Starker's apartment's so fucking amazing.
Yeah.
And other people that I know there, I'm like, it's so, I look and like, there's luxury buildings and they're fucking nice with views of the fucking city with like, I'm like, I want an extra bedroom. Like,
yeah,
I'm like, the goal is like,
yeah,
for both of us, like a 3 or 4 bedroom,
yeah,
because I'm like, I want, and I just want space where I can like have a desk,
yes,
where I can leave podcasting shit set
right,
up,
right,
where I can leave my makeup set up, like,
yes,
my wigs, my drag shit.
How great will that be?
It would be amazing.
I don't know if I'm ready to leave the city. Like, I could see myself still in Astoria or, like, Long Island
City.
But,
I mean, Jersey City's, like, right. It's the exact same.
It's a path, though.
I know, but, like.
Here's my thing. My question is, how often would I see friends? I would be probably pretty isolated.
But the path, what is the difference? How often do you go into the city now? Even if you go in every day, Monday yeah. through Friday? Like, the path from.
How much is a car?
A car?
I'd be more realistic because I'm saying like an Uber.
Have you taken the path?
Not in a while, but yeah.
It's the exact same thing as the subway. It's just called something different.
Okay. Is it mentally like my thing? It could be a mental block.
It's nicer than the subway. It is a mental block, 100%.
Yeah. Okay.
And it was for me as well, but my current roommate lived in Hoboken for like 2 years before.
Yeah.
And so I would go there quite often to see her.
Yeah.
And the path is the subway.
Yeah.
It's literally the same. You go down in this, like, and it'll stop, you know, at 23rd.
Right.
There. And then also you can transfer to the actual train right there. Mm.
Does make you think.
And it only takes like from Hoboken to yeah. Wall Street is like 8-7 minutes or something like that.
So lucky because like Sarah lives in my building right now.
Yeah. So, is she trying to stay in this building?
I don't know. I'm trying not to like. Who knows? I'm like, I want to drag friends with me everywhere. You know what I mean?
Totally.
But I also know, like, sometimes you get a calling. Like, I've loved this apartment. And I love it still. But I do know, I think I have to be somewhere else.
And I think you want to nest in some place that you want to stay.
Forever.
And I think you don't want to stay here.
I don't.
Because no matter what you do, this will like.
Right.
It's like when someone's spouse dies and they're like, I gotta sell the house.
Yeah, exactly. It's time to
like
spruce
your old
up.
Self died in here, so you need to.
Oh my God, Chris, you're right.
Right? Like it still has the vibe, the energy is in the fucking.
Chris, yes.
Right? I feel such like from places, I'm like, there's just certain. Even like
you're
friends'
so
houses
right.
that I've been to where I'm like, I just don't like the energy in there.
You're so right. You're so right. It's like old Jesse chose this apartment, you know?
Yeah.
That's so, oh my gosh. I didn't even think about that. I mean, I knew there was something in my gut, but I didn't know why.
Yeah, it's just like, that's why people move places, I think. Because like,
I'm a bad mover. And by that,
I'm a bad mover too.
I am a bad, like, this is for me to say I'm moving, you know. I've lived in this building for 8 years.
Yeah.
9 years?
But the thing is, you're very organized.
I am organized.
It wouldn't be difficult, I think, to move this apartment.
I also think I'm going to spend money to move. I'm like, I'm getting a service to fucking help me.
The best spent money.
Yes.
In New York City is hiring movers.
Like, I can't deal. Because, you know, I moved myself, essentially.
Ugh.
From the apartment in the same building, but from that one to this one. I hired a task rabbit for one day. He said he was going to bring a friend. Then he was like, my friend's sick. So I literally, him and I moved every single thing and I lugged my stuff over like by myself.
No. I'm also like, I was actually talking to Steph about this today. And I was like, when we moved, like the couch in our apartment, we got for free from someone. Like my bed frame, we got for free. My mattress is new, but I'm not going to move someplace that will fit. Like I'm like, I want to move where I can have a queen size bed,
right?
Or bigger. Like I'm like, I just, the full is not doing it for me.
Yeah, you gotta have bigger.
But in theory, I'm like, if it has extra rooms, we could literally have like a bed in an extra room and have a fucking like guest room.
Yes.
How
nice would that be?
Oh my God, the dream.
Oh my God.
But I'm very into.
Yeah.
Into that.
It feels right. Like it really does feel right. And even the idea of getting to decorate again feels good. Like, I'm excited.
And moving into a fresh new place. And honestly, because they're like, you can't paint in apartments and stuff. But I'm like, you're going to probably keep the security deposit anyway.
Yeah, you can. I'm literally like, I might not even paint over it. I'll just expect to lose the money.
Yeah.
Save myself some time and energy. Who knows?
But also, I mean, if you want, we could have a paint party. It's easy.
Oh my God, I forgot.
Because painting
you're a
over
great
is
painter.
Like so. It's one color.
One coat, we're done. Yeah.
Well, you're definitely going to need more coats. But a little primer, hit this with some white, you'll be good.
Done. Yeah, I'm excited. It feels right to do that. And it's cool because that's definitely like a new me, you know, even saying such things.
And like a room, like, I just want space.
An office, honey. Your girl's getting an office.
Because I want like an office, but also I'm like for crafts and like, I just have so much shit.
Yes.
From all of my little things.
100%. I want also a walk-in closet. You better believe.
I want a bathroom with two fucking sinks in it.
Wow. I want a tub.
I want
I
want a bathroom with a tub and a standing shower.
Different. Not
separate.
The same. Separate.
And it's off my bedroom and no one else goes in there.
Oh.
You know that I was looking on Zillow? Oh. I always just look on Zillow for fun.
Yeah.
And I'll set my, like, whatever. I was looking yesterday at a 2.5 bath. There's just a fucking toilet off the living room where your guests can go.
Listen, I've always said, and I really mean it, I say that women buy homes based on bathrooms and closets, and that is so true for me.
I mean,
I will pick my apartment based on where I think the most beautiful closet, biggest closet, best bathroom, and like, and that's all I need.
Yeah. I want a fucking like closet with an island, bitch.
Oh my God. Yes.
With wig heads.
I want a chaise lounge in my closet.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean? For when I'm tired from trying on my clothes.
You know what I want? I want at the end of my bed.
Yeah.
A love seat.
Absolutely.
With a TV.
Oh, you want one that goes up? I want a hidden TV in my room.
Yeah.
I want it hidden. I don't
and
want people
And you know
to
what
know.
The fuck else I want?
What?
A balcony.
Oh, bitch. Oh, bitch. Yes.
Some outdoor space.
I can't believe you just said that. That's so brilliant.
Honey, all I want is outdoor space. I was looking at a place in Jersey City with a backyard and A roof deck.
Oh, fuck me. I don't think I want a backyard that's too much maintenance for me.
No, but it's like when I say backyard, it's just like a patio. But okay. It's like the back.
With lights? Like I would do lights.
Yeah, like it's like with the wood, like walls, because yes. It's like a city backyard. It's not like a backyard.
Oh, my God.
And then you can do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, I want that. I need that.
Imagine with lights. And then you can have like dinner parties.
Yes.
I want a fucking... like table yeah, with yeah, like yeah. 8 chairs.
You're going to do so many dinner parties, and the benefit for me having that, like you've talked the talk on your cooking and I haven't gone to walk that walk.
Oh my God. What if I can't do it?
Yes, yes you can.
But that's, I'm like, I'm a stressed entertainer, yeah, but okay. I'm like, I think I might want to entertain if I had a space that I was happy and proud to.
Also, I think if you know that no one's like going to judge, like I'm just excited to be there, you know?
I'm just like, I would just eat anything, want people to be no. like comfortable.
We're all going
to
be comfortable.
And like in my apartment now, I'm like 4 yeah. people can sit maybe.
Right. Yeah. Wouldn't it be nice to just, I used to throw game nights. Did you know that?
Oh my God. No.
I used to throw game nights. And I used to love having a bunch of people over and like, and now it's like, you know, I never do because, yeah, same thing. How many people can I really have here? And I used to get stressed out about like, I used to live above the landlord in my other apartment. Mm. And so that pet scared me.
Yeah.
I was the only like apartment that had carpeting. I didn't know why. It's because they're trying to silence the people above them. But also she like one time came up and I was like, oh my God, if I'm loud, they're going to kick me out essentially. And so then I scared myself from literally ever having people over.
Yeah, that shit does that to me too.
Yeah.
But that's why I'm like, a roof deck? No one can hear you on a roof deck. You're the apartment below it.
Right. Right.
This was a fucking, it was 2-floor apartment.
How much?
I think it was like 36, but it was a 2-bed.
Wow.
It was like 2-bed, 2-bath. And like 1600 fucking square feet.
Hell yeah.
With like a kitchen that looked like fucking brand new with like, you know, the big counters where it's like a big counter. And then above that is another level of counter with like stools.
Yes.
Like that kind of rich with like a floor to fucking ceiling windows in the living room.
Damn it. Yeah, that could be you.
Sunlight.
Maybe I'll look in Jersey City. What do I know?
But also there's shit like that in Long Island City.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I could see me in Long Island City. That makes me feel like I'm not too far.
My friend had an apartment that was like really nice. It was her parents' apartment that were never there.
Oh.
But it was in Long Island City.
Yeah.
And it was like right with a balcony. And it was like when you were standing on the balcony, you were standing over the water.
Wow.
Like it was right on the water. It was like the, you know, the Pepsi Cola sign?
Yes.
Like it was... right there. It was so nice.
Yeah, I could see myself.
Yeah.
I really could.
And there was like multiple doormen.
Multiple. Oh. What a dream. An
also,
elevator?
I'm just going to say it. I want to fuck a hot doorman.
Yes. I hear you.
Or not even fuck. Have a little crush.
I want to flirt every day.
A little crush.
Every
so you
day
just
we're flirting.
Flirt a little bit.
Oh, we flirt a little bit, but I
you
for
come
me,
home drunk
want,
and you're like, hi.
Yeah, but yeah. No one makes a move.
No one makes a move.
Because I can't, you know, walk past them then with like any sort of semblance of.
Yeah.
I'd be
like
too
for me,
out.
Maybe it's like a straight guy that like gives a little flirt.
Exactly.
Nothing's going to happen.
And honestly, same
but
for me.
But it's a little excitement when I walk
yeah,
in the door.
He's excited too. Everyone's excited. Yeah. We all have inside jokes.
Maybe you have a hot gay guy with masculine
yes.
energy.
Absolutely. That's all we need.
Yeah.
I love that. And that's perfect. And if he has to run an errand, I'll wash the door.
Well, I'm not going to do that. Have you seen that episode of Seinfeld?
No.
There's like an episode of Seinfeld where the doorman asked Jerry to wash the door for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then Jerry like... goes into another room or something, and then some guy comes in and robs all the apartments.
Oh.
It's like,
oh, no.
It's a funny app.
That's really upsetting.
But
Jerry would do that.
Listen, bitch.
Yeah. I can't wait for apartments.
I know. I look at Zillow just for fun, like every day.
That is fun.
All the time.
Damn.
See what's out there.
Yeah. I had a guy I dated who used to always look on Zillow. So I think I'm always like, that's okay. But he can't take that from me.
No.
Yeah.
Especially now you're looking at moving. No. So when? November?
Yeah. I mean, it's a long time away. I just know I'm not going to sign the lease again is more.
Our lease is up in June.
Nice. Oh, good. You got to go.
Yeah. I'm like, the location's amazing, but I really don't think I can do another.
The pipes alone.
The pipes, the size. It's just like.
It's too much. Yeah. You deserve a real bedroom.
Like, I'm like, imagine having.
I can.
A king size bed.
That's what. So what? Let's do it.
Can you imagine?
No. I mean, at this point, no. But yeah, I can.
I'm like.
I definitely want a queen.
I want at least a queen and a kitchen, an open kitchen with like, not an island, but you know, the like big breakfast, like bars or whatever. Yeah. That like, I'm like, I fucking want that.
Yeah.
That's a necessity.
I want to be able to eat in my kitchen. That would be nice.
With stools. And I want to be able to like cook and like it feel like a fucking house.
I'd love that.
I want to not feel like I'm in a dorm room.
Yeah, exactly. I've had enough of it.
Yes.
I love that.
The time's come.
The walrus said.
But anyway. Guys,
ugh.
This has been amazing. Thank God Jesse's back.
Thank you.
We're glad to be back.
Ugh.
We're back on the Patreon because Jesse can speak again. Thank God.
Thank God, you guys. It was hard.
So please go over there, patreon.com/middlechildren.
Mm-hmm.
Join the Facebook group, Stuck in the Middle. But until next time, live every day like you're what? The eldest.
We love you. Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rude.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.